If you have your Bible, take it, turn tonight to Acts chapter number 8. Acts chapter number 8, verse number 26. Acts chapter number 8, verse 26. You want to stand on and read God's Word. The Bible says, "The angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. And the place of the scripture which he read was this, He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And then they were come up out of the water. The Spirit of the Lord called away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found in Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. I want to preach a little while tonight, if God will be our help, on a man's conversion. A man's conversion. Now, if you look at the definition of conversion, it says it's a process of changing or causing something to change from one form to another. In other words, it's kind of like taking a U-turn when it comes to salvation. We turn from that old sinful man that we are, and we turn to God Almighty who we ain't, and we try to become more like Him every day. And He begins to bless us and help us, praise God. You might say it's a whole person transformation. Amen? Did you hear what I said? It's a whole person transformation. If God is not transforming us today into something better than what we used to be, something's missing. Something is missing. Amen. We ought to be turning from sin and our self-rule, praise God, through repentance, come and repent through with a repentant heart unto the Lord, turning to God, towards God, amen, praise God, in Christ Jesus, through our faith. Now, we have to believe in God, but we have to also believe in Lord Jesus Christ. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. Man, we got to have faith in Christ Jesus the Lord. In other words, what happens when we are converted, we're turned around. It affects our intellect. It affects how we think. We don't think the way we used to. Can I get a witness? Since the Lord saved me, Brother Jeff, I don't think the same way I used to. I can't. I just don't have the same thoughts. My thinking process is different, and it's actually becoming different. Amen. Every day I think things just a little bit different. My intellect is changing. And not only my intellect, but my will is changing. A lot of times I say, Lord, not like Jesus did, not my will, but thine be done. I want the Lord to have His way in my heart, in my life. I want to be a representation of Him. So God's speaking to us in conversion. He speaks to our intellect. He speaks to our will. And He speaks to our emotions. Amen? Now I hear people all the time say, well, preacher, it's a Christianity. It oughtn't to be such an emotional thing. I tell you, when God begins to deal with your intellect, He begins to deal with your will, praise God, it's an emotional thing. I get excited about it and I can't help it. Amen? Praise God. And hey, we ought to. We ought to get excited about what God's doing. because he's speaking, he's ministered to her hearts. So what we see here in this story of this Ethiopian eunuch, praise God, he goes to Jerusalem, he goes up there for to worship, amen. He worshiped, and what does he go to worship? He don't know. He just went to worship because I guess he thought, well, that was the thing to do. That's what everybody was doing. It may be Candace sent him up there. Said, we don't want to be found in the ill will of the people up there, so we need to go up and worship. So I want you to go up to Jerusalem and worship for us. You know, that's the way a whole lot of the church is today. Amen? A lot of the church wants you to go to the house of God and worship for them and pray for them and live it for them, praise God, while they sit on the stool and do nothing and wonder why God ain't helping them. Amen. Say amen, hold me. That's the way it is today. That's the way people are. They want everybody else to get in. Praise God. I want to say, if you ever get in, you ever, praise God, get right with God, get saved, born again, there'll be a conversion in your heart. There'll be something that'll change in you, praise God. You'll get the can't help it, and you won't do something different with your life. Amen? Praise God. So that as he's returning, he's in a chariot, and he's reading Isaiah the prophet. Now, he's reading Isaiah chapter 53, which most of the Jews today, they don't even read that chapter. They can't read that chapter because if they do, it brings so much conviction to them that they'd get saved because they'd realize what they did to Jesus and that it was prophesied that they would. Amen? So he's reading this, and the Holy Spirit comes to Philip. Now, Philip is in a Holy Ghost prayer meeting. He's in a revival. He's seeing folks saved, praise God. He's seeing folks get in. He's seeing people repent of their sin. He's seeing people turn from witchcraft and sorcery and dependence on everything in the world but God. And he's seeing them repent of all that, get saved, born again, get into serving the Lord. Amen. He's seeing people get saved, born again, praise God. So Philip's in the middle of that revival. He's having him a time, I guarantee. Praise the Lord. At a place where they never would have expected revival in Samaria of all places. Just old half-breeds. Half Gentile, half Jew, praise God. Don't know if they're coming or going. Don't know if they're washing or hanging out. But all of a sudden, old Philip goes there. And he begins to tell them the truth. The gospel of Jesus Christ. And he begins to see something taking place. Unfolding there in the midst. And people begin to get more excited than they ever had before. They got excited about the sorcery. They got excited about what they think they could see men do. But then they got to be in on what God was able to do and begin to change their way of thinking. And so this Ethiopian's reading Isaiah the prophet. And he said that the Holy Spirit spoke to Philip and said, go near, verse 29, and join thyself to this chariot. Amen. Now I want you to notice how this thing plays out here. Now the first thing we see here, we've got a seeking sinner. Amen. An old sinner, praise God, that's a looking and desiring to see something different, to have something that he ain't got. You realize that people never get saved till they start desiring to have something that they ain't got. Amen. Hey, I didn't ever, when I was a lost man, I had no desire to get saved until I realized there was something out there that I needed that I didn't have. Amen. So we see this old sinner, praise God, is seeking sinner. Amen. He's desiring, he's looking for something that he don't have. I remember the story tells us in Luke chapter number 19. You remember the story of that? The Bible said they was we call him a wee little man, Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a tax collector. Over in Luke chapter number 19, he tells about this little man. Jesus said in verse number 1, he said, Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was chief among the publicans, and he was rich. That right there hinder people from getting in. If you got a whole lot, you get to the point you think you don't need nothing. When you get to the point you think you don't need nothing, you think you don't need God, you already messed the boat. Amen. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was. So in other words, Zacchaeus had heard about Jesus. Amen. Apparently this Ethiopian, he had heard about Jesus. Amen. That's what makes the difference when people begin to hear about Jesus. Hey, listen, it ain't our job to save people. It's our job to go out and tell them about Jesus. Amen? We're not responsible for saving a soul. We can't. It's our responsibility to lift up. Now, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Amen. We're seeing people draw near. Did you know tonight over in Iran that thousands upon thousands of young people are turning to Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. They're hungry for something that they didn't have. Somebody passed out a dose to Jesus and somebody got a hold of it and they called it, praise God, and they got so excited about it and it went out like a plague, praise God. It went out like the mumps and the measles. Amen. Put them goosebumps on them, praise God. As old fella in Israel said, got the bumps of the goose. And then, praise God, couldn't understand it. Zacchaeus was looking for something. He wanted to see who Jesus was. He could not for the press because he is little stature. Amen. We call him Zacchaeus, a wee little man. We sing about that in our children's songs. I want to tell you, this man Zacchaeus was more of a man than a whole lot of people, a whole lot of so-called Christians in our society today. Said he ran before and climbed up in the sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. See, he put forth the effort. He wanted to see who Jesus was. He wanted, praise God. That makes a difference. When you want to see Jesus, when you want something from the Lord, praise God, he's apt to just pour it out on purpose. You're apt to get more than you ask for with the Lord. How do you know? Because I've been there and done that. And said, when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Amen. You think old Zacchaeus, when he climbed up in that tree, he thought he'd get the attention of the Lord? Hey, he just wanted to get to the place where he could see who he was. He said he had heard that Jesus was passing by that way. And he thought, you know, because of the multitude of people, I can't see over them. But praise God, if I can get up just a little bit higher, praise God, I'll get to see Jesus. I won't tell you tonight, if we'll ever get up just a little bit higher than where we are tonight, we'll get up to where we can see Jesus. Amen. We ever get a desire to get just a little bit closer, a little higher up, praise God, we'll get to see Jesus. Amen. He might even stop by where we are. Said old Zacchaeus, he just hung up on the tree. No, listen to what he says. Verse number 6, and he said he made haste and came down and received him how? Joyfully. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. He said, Zacchaeus, he said, make haste and come down. He said, I'm going home with you today, boy. Amen. Praise God, Zacchaeus didn't hold around. He didn't ask questions. He didn't know what I'm going to do. Praise God, he slid down out of that tree, praise God, like a raccoon or mama bear. Praise God, hit that ground. Glory, rejoice and praise him because Jesus was going to his house. Amen. Well, I tell you what, God Almighty gets a hold of you and gets to where you're at and wants to go with you, and you want to go with him, things happen. And so when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest of a man that is a sinner. I want to tell you, we've all sinned, come short of the glory of God. If the Lord shows up in any of our houses, he'll be in the house of a sinner. Amen. But then Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, amen. And he didn't care who was listening. He said, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. See, that's that little old fellow, praise God, before he ever got out of the tree. He had done had a conversion. Amen. There was a change took place down in his heart. There was an attitude of his heart, praise God. It had been changed before his feet ever hit that ground. In the presence of Lord Jesus Christ, he came a-looking for something. Praise God, and God Almighty moved where he was, and he converted him. Praise God. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house. For as much as he also is the son of Abraham. For the son of man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. They was questioning. How can this man Jesus, if he is who he says he is, go and make his presence in the house of this sinner man? Praise God, before Jesus got through with him, praise God, the sinner man had become a Christian, a man who loved the Lord, he had done been converted. Praise the Lord. He'd done had a change. His heart had changed. His attitude had changed. Praise God. He said, he'd take half of his goods. He said, I'll take half what I got and I'll give them to the poor. Amen. Hey, that don't happen from somebody till they something that inside of them changes. Most people's wanting to get more and get more and get all they can and can what they get. Amen. But something happened to Zacchaeus. See, he was a seeking sinner, praise God. But when Jesus come along and got a hold of his heart. Amen. So we see a seeking sinner, but then we see a sent servant. If you look back over in Acts chapter 8 verse 29. Acts 8 verse 29 said, didn't the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. So we see this fellow that is sent. Amen. Whose name is Philip, praise God. And the Lord called him out of the middle of a revival, Holy Ghost a moving, stirring in the church, praise God, and called him out and he sent him somewhere else. He didn't argue and fuss, praise God. When he looked around, there he was. Amen. That's what God says do. Ain't that what he says in Mark chapter number 16, verse 15? The Bible says, and he said unto them, Jesus, he said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. So what did Jesus tell them? He calls them out. He sent them. He sent out servants. Pray God. He sent out servants of the world to preach and tell them the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said to preach the gospel to every creature. That's everywhere, to everything. Amen. He said, well, preacher, what good would it do to preach the gospel to little creatures? I don't know, but praise God, they was one said. My wife can verify it. One Saturday evening, we was at Lake Louise, and usually there was a lot of people out there having picnics and everything, a pretty summer day, and they wasn't a soul there. And we just got ahead and went up there, sung a few songs, when I opened my Bible to preach. There wasn't a soul around, but God Almighty sent a little old duck. Praise God. I had little old ducklings, and she marched up that bank in that bench where usually people would sit. She marched right up in front of that bench, sat down at the end of it. Her little old ducklings come up, and they lined up right beside of her, praise God, and sat there and listened to the gospel message. Nobody else was there when I got started. But God Almighty, I said, his little old creatures, that little old mama duck, had more sense than a lot of mamas and daddies. I said, her little babies down there, under the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, to hear them, praise God, the little ducklings could hear the gospel of Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. All the creatures, big and small, praise God. You say it won't make no difference to them. That's what most people say. It won't make no difference to them. But praise God, I tell you, it made a difference to me. It blessed my heart. God sent me an audience. We hadn't got long too long. Hey, it was people running late that usually come and they started piling in before we got done. It was full. But you know that little old mama duck never gave up that bench, praise God. Sat right there the whole time. Amen. Most of us, by the time we get through with the singing and the preaching, hey, they can't wait to hit the door to get out of here. Amen. Because we didn't come to get in, we come to get out. You know, to make an appearance because we're supposed to. Amen. And then when it's over, we get out as quick as we can. Amen. Praise God. We ought to be a wanting to fellowship with each other and wanting to fellowship with the Lord. But he said he sent them to the whole world to preach the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. To preach the gospel to every creature. Verse 16 is what I was thinking on today. He said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Amen. She said, well, preacher, you say that. That tells them if we've got to believe and we've got to be baptized in order to be saved. What does it mean to be baptized? It means that we die out to the world to follow Christ. That's what that means. He's not saying it that way. He's not talking about that watery baptism. He's talking about that profession of our faith and giving up the world, praise God, so that we might get Christ. Amen. We need a big dose to Jesus tonight like we never have. Praise God. Baptizing you won't save you. I could baptize you to every tadpole in the pond, know your social security number. That won't save you, praise God. It's your faith in Jesus Christ. It's dying out to this world and living for Him. We're talking about a conversion. We're talking about going from one something to something else. From one form to another. From a form of sinfulness to a form of turning and godliness toward Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So we have a seeking sinner and we have a sent servant. And He's going to open the Word of God, praise God. He's going to begin to manifest what God's saying. He says, understandest thou what thou readest? And your eunuch says, how can I except some man guide me? And he desired Philip, he had come up and sat with him. Amen. When old sinners begin to desire the truth from God, it changes every aspect about them. It gives them the ability for salvation. Of course, the place where he was read, the place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb unto the shearers, opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. The old eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh? Now watch this. You know how to open the door for a person, a child of God? Amen. You just begin to ask them a question about the Word of God. Amen. You want to open the door for a preacher, praise God, just ask him a question about the Word of God. Amen. Praise God, about 45 minutes later, he'll take a breath so you can ask another question. Amen. So he said, speak of the prophet of this, of himself or of some other man. He said, who's he talking about, himself? Or is he talking about somebody else? And Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Preached unto him Jesus. Amen. Praise God. So we see what's taking place here. We see this seeking sinner. We see a sent servant. But he begins to proclaim about a suffering Savior. About the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. In 32, 33, praise God, he begins to tell about how Jesus came to suffer and to die for the sins of the world. For your sins and mine. So we see that sent servant and we see a suffering Savior. If you look over in First Peter chapter number 2, verse number 21. He said, for even there, hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again, and when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you are healed. Bless his holy name. What a Savior, what a God that would do that for us. Verse 27, he says, for you were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. He said, we didn't know who we were. We didn't know what we needed. But praise God, thank God, that suffering Savior, he come down to where we was, where I was and you was. He that knew no sin became sin for us. Praise his name. Peter would go on in chapter number 3, verse number 18. He said, for Christ also has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Amen. He said, Christ suffered for us, one for our sins, praise God, the just for the unjust, that he, Jesus, might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. It's where you would stop and say, resurrection required. Amen. Jesus got up victorious over death in the grave. Praise the Lord. So we have it. We have the ability to suffer with the Savior. Praise God, because he suffered for us. Amen. Ain't you glad you had a suffering Savior? Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. We would still be lost in our sins. But for Lord Jesus Christ, who came and died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Oh, we've got so much to tell a lost world today. Amen. People often say, well, preacher, I just don't know what I would say. Tell them, praise God, that Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, died for sinners like me. Amen. Died for sinners like me. A seeking sinner. You know, on a Wednesday night, 1976, when I got saved, hey, I came looking for him that night. Now, the night before, praise God, I didn't come looking for him, but he was all over the place. Amen. He was all over me. He went home with me. I couldn't get away from him. The Holy Spirit of God was so real. And I couldn't wait. Hey, it didn't matter whether he asked me to go back with him that night or not. I was going back on Wednesday night if I'd have had to hitchhike. Amen. Something done got a hold of me. Amen. I was a seeking sinner. Praise God, I needed something. Praise God. And he sent his servant that night to preach to my soul the precious oracles of God. And he preached about a suffering Savior, praise God, who loved me and gave himself for me, that because of him, I didn't have to die and go to hell. Glory, hallelujah, that's enough to make a cold Baptist shout. Amen. I realized I didn't have to go to hell. Praise God, I can see how excited it would be. Praise God, as Philip is talking to this Ethiopian, he's explaining to him the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ more fully, that he might understand. And this Ethiopian eunuch, he says, see, here's water. What does hinder me to be baptized? He said, praise God. I need to get baptized. Amen. And old Philip, he's been calling this for. He said, hey, wait a minute. He said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. He said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Amen. Hey, before I knew about him. But praise God, now that you've explained it more thoroughly, praise God, now that you've come to where I was, and he's come to where I was, now he said, praise God, I want to get in. Amen. So we see a suffering Savior, but then we see a singing saint. Amen. You see this old fellow, praise God, he goes down in there, and he said, Philip says, all right, I said, if you believe, he said, hey, praise God, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Praise God, you can't say, the Bible says you can't say that lightly. Amen. It has to come from your heart to be able to proclaim it with assurance. Amen. So they stop the chariot. He gets down in the water. Him and Philip, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Amen. Praise God. I believe they about splashed the creek dry. Praise the Lord. They done got that old eunuch done got a hold of something. Something's done got a hold of him. I thank God for the way it works out. Praise God. I'm glad God gets a hold of you that way. Praise God. When a man is converted, when there's a true conversion in your heart, a true conversion in your spirit, praise God, it'll take you away from that man that you are, away that you were, and put you into the man that God would have you to be. I say man, woman, boy, girl, whatever. God will make a change in you. And as I've said so many times, if he's not a change, he ain't a change. There's got to be a change that takes place down in our soul. The Bible says that when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord called away Philip. Amen. I believe Philip's the high in the Spirit, praise God. I can just see him as in our human nature. Philip's going down through there, praise God, and the Holy Spirit's taking him along, taking him down there into the desert, down toward Gaza. Amen. Them folks down in Gaza need some help. Them folks down in Gaza need the Lord. Amen. They think they got it all tied up and, praise God, with a bow on it. But what they need was God. What they need today is God. Amen. They need the truth of the Word. But that old Ethiopian come up out of there, praise God. Philip was taken away. The Spirit of God's surreal. Amen. Praise God. It called up Philip, took him out of there. Philip was so excited. Now, Philip was up there. He was having a Holy Ghost revival. God said, go down there. He didn't question. He just went. And praise God, he got down there. Then he understood why God had sent him down there, because there's one little old soul, just like the lady at the well. Praise God. He said, Jesus said, I must need to go through Samaria. Amen. It was up to Philip today. It was his turn, praise God, to go down into toward Gaza, praise God, because there's one old Ethiopian servant, praise God, that needed God Almighty. Philip, come out of our shouting, praising, giving God glory. Amen. I can see a singing saint, praise God. He's singing praises, rejoicing in the Lord. He said the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. Amen. You talk about a singing saint, praise God. This old sinner, praise God, who done got saved, born again, praise God, done made a commitment. He said, I'm committing myself to Jesus. I'm going to die out of this world, and I'm going to live new for Christ. He got to thinking. Amen. In my mind's eye, I can see old eunuch as he hops back in that chariot. And he's thinking, I said, boy, when I get back to the house, when I get back to the palace, glory, hallelujah, I've got something to tell them. I pray God, just think about it. All the staff, all the work. He said, I'm the one in charge. He said, I get down there, and they'll have to listen to me. I'm just going to break bad on. I'm going to tell them about this man Jesus. I'm going to tell them what he can do for them, what he's already done, praise God, and that they just need to get in. And he goes down through there singing glory, 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 hallelujah to the Lamb. Praise His holy name. And as the further he goes, the more excited he gets. You say, why? Because as further we go in this life, the further we get along with Jesus, praise God, the better it gets. Amen. We've got a song to sing. It's a song about a Savior. And His name is Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord, man. A man's conversion takes place, praise God, when we realize, amen, that Jesus Christ wants to move into our life and change us from the inside out. You know, it's easy to put on a Christian outfit, you know, dress up nice and go to church. But it's a whole lot better, praise God, to get cleaned up on the outside. I'd rather look like an old beggar on the outside and be clean on the inside. Praise God. Full of the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing whom our Savior is. Knowing the one who redeemed me and bought me, paid the price for me. Praise God. Because I was that old sinner that was seeking a Savior. Praise God. They was the one that was sent to me, praise God, a servant to preach the gospel to me so I might know Him better. Amen. I might understand that Jesus Christ died for me. See, a lot of times I think we know that Jesus died. He died for sinners. But the bad thing is most people don't think they're sinners. Everybody talk to today, brother Jeff, they say, well, I think I'm okay. I'm a pretty good person. Mom and Grandpa got him. Grandpa was in. Grandma was in. Praise God. Thank God for Grandma. Thank God for Papa. Praise God. Hey, we're old sinners. We need the same salvation. We need the Lord, praise God. We need to have a conversion. Something inside has to change. We have to have a total different direction that we're living and who we're living for. Amen. We ought to be living for Jesus Christ. Amen. Not living for this to what we have in this world. It's fleeting. I've done a whole lot of funerals. I've done over 18 funerals one year, but they was never a hearse that come in behind them, praise God, and they took that stuff with them. A U-Haul. Amen. The hearse had them. The U-Haul had their goods. But they wasn't one took nobody. Nobody took nothing with them. Amen. Praise God. But what we have is just the Lord Jesus Christ. In a conversion, a man's conversion, praise God, changed from this to that. Or from that to this. Praise God. That's what took place. It's what took place in this Ethiopian's life. It's what took place in Philip's life. He could share it with the Ethiopian. He could share it with those Samaritans. Praise God. So that others could begin to get in. In Philip's life, the Bible said he went up. In closing, it said in verse 5 of chapter number 8, it said that Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. I mean, he didn't go down there with games and gizmics. He went down there and took Jesus to them. And the people with one accord gave heed. They paid attention. Amen. It was preparation for conversion. Amen. Gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. And unclean spirits crying with loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. Now watch this. Now we're talking about a singing saint. He said there was a great joy in that city. Amen. Sounds to me like there's some singing saints up there in Samaria. Praise God. Because Philip went up there and they liked what they heard. And they got in, became partakers in it. Praise the Lord. So there's a lot of singing saints, a lot of singing going on up in Samaria. A lot of worship, a lot of praise, and a lot of giving God glory. You know what? We ought to give God glory in the house. Amen. Because the same thing happens around here. I mean, when we come in, we just see how good He is, how blessed we are, where we were and where He brought us from and where He's taking us to. Bless His holy name. Amen. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? Praise God. I'm glad for conversion. That God takes us from one thing, one form, to another form. To those that are called believers in Jesus Christ the Lord. Unto the saving of our souls. Praise God. That's what it's about. It's not just about knowing who He is, but it's about believing on Lord Jesus Christ, making a difference. Amen. When God Almighty sends that servant to preach to our hearts, to let us know Jesus, who He is, and He's calling us. He said to go ye into the world, to all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He said, we ought to be about the Father's business. We ought to be telling everywhere we go that there's a Savior called Jesus. Amen. Who's the Savior of souls. Praise His holy name. Amen.